Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
We must remember that Pride was started as a riot in New York City, where I am from, with trans women of color at the forefront.
That riot was 51 years ago yesterday when officers raided the Stonewall Inn, a gay bar in New York City, following years of police harassment and discrimination. It's Pride Month, a time to celebrate the LGBTQ community. Nalini Stamp with the Working Families Party says we must recognize the methods of the past when looking at Black Lives Matter today.
The power of protest and uprisings is something that we stand on the shoulders of giants of. The only way that we have gotten the victories that we have gotten is through uprisings and mass popular support.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has supported peaceful protests, but many activists feel his policing plan isn't enough. President Donald Trump yesterday retweeted a video where apparent supporters say, quote, white power to Black Lives Matter demonstrators. He deleted it after the Senate's only Black Republican, Tim Scott, criticized the tweet on CNN. Vice President Mike Pence visited Dallas, Texas yesterday, but canceled upcoming events in Arizona and Florida, the three-year battleground states and also rising COVID-19 hotspots. Here's Texas State Representative Retta Bowers.
We are the biggest battleground state, and that's why they keep coming back.
Black, Indigenous, and people of color have been hit the hardest by COVID-19. In many industries, essential workers are proportionately more people of color, increasing their exposure, and research shows systemic racism contributes to underlying health conditions.
These issues are not new to communities of color, African-American communities and Latinos, and so we just have to say that people are suffering, and we will continue to suffer until those most vulnerable, the needs are addressed.
Late last week, the U.S. Supreme Court opted not to force Texas to expand absentee voting, but Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins appealed to Governor Greg Abbott to do it anyway. Today's the first day of early voting for the state's runoff elections.
Please reconsider your decision not to let people under 65 vote by mail. At a time when we are seeing a second wave, frankly, because of the way that you opened Texas and didn't have requirements.
The Federal Election Commission, charged with preventing campaign finance violations, is once again unable to take action. After almost a year with no oversight due to a lack of quorum of commissioners, Texas Attorney Trey Traynor's appointment brought the agency to speed for less than a month before Republican Commissioner Caroline Hunter resigned. Rutgers law professor Eugene Mazo explains why lack of quorum is such a problem.
If my opponent is violating the law and somehow I can complain to the FEC, and the FEC can bring an enforcement action. But that can only happen if there is a quorum of four commissioners.
Trump quickly nominated Alan Dickerson, the legal director of the pro-Citizens United Free Speech Institute. And Mississippi lawmakers voted yesterday to remove the Confederate emblem, the last in the country to use it, from their state flag. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.